Welcome to Season 4 of the Bumblecast. I'm your host, Ian Flynn, the Bumble King, and joining me as always is the master of the auld-lying zing, Kyle Krause.
Just like real life, the Bumblecast now also has four seasons.
I think
that's how it works, right?
Sure. So does this mean this is the winter season? Or
I don't know. When did we start?
We started in October.
So now we're back to summer. We're in the summer season in January.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Well, I mean, if you live down in, say, Australia, sure. It feels like summer. It is summer.
Well, there's some record lows going across North America. What is it for you right now?
Oh, it's a record high.
Really?
I don't think it's a record high, but unseasonably warm. That's how it's been. So, like, yeah, right now, I'm looking at the weather. Let me see. Let me refresh it. 71 degrees.
Really?
Yes. It's we're looking at about mid-70 days and 50-ish, 50 to 55 at night. That's what it's been lately. So, yeah. it ain't cold here. I hear that you are experiencing some very different weather currently.
With the wind chill tonight, as of this recording, it'll hit about negative 33 degrees Celsius, which is negative 72.4 Fahrenheit.
That's pretty good.
It's a bit nippy.
Just a tad.
That's the kind where you have to bundle up because cell death starts to set in pretty quick.
Oh, boy. You got a cyclone bomb over there, huh?
Yeah, we thankfully haven't been hit by the worst of the weather. It's just cold.
Yeah, it's been... Yeah.
But further east, yeah, they're getting slammed. It's not a pretty winter for a lot of folks.
Yep. Unfortunately, a cyclone bomb... Cyclone bomb sounds like a Mega Man weapon.
It does.
Or would it be bomb? It's bomb cyclone. I don't know. Either one sounds like a Mega Man weapon.
It does. I might have to file that away for future use.
Yeah. You might need that one.
Well, normally we'd go over what we've been up to and what's the news, but our topic for today is going to be how things were last year and where things are going in the future for both us and the Bumblecast. So let's just roll on ahead to the Bumble Raffle. Kyle, tell the beautiful people out there what the Bumble Raffle is.
The Bumble Raffle is a every other week contest where you can enter to win a very special prize. And this week's winner is...
Tukaro.
Awesome, Tukaro. You have won a thing. Ian still won't tell me what it is. I don't know.
It's a secret.
It's a secret thing, but it's a cool thing. So if you want to enter the Bumble Raffle, email us at bumblecast@yahoo.com or just be a patron over at patreon.com/bumblecast. Patrons are automatically entered to win each episode. So yeah, there you go.
All right, so here we are. We've rolled into our fourth consecutive season of the Bumblecast.
We've managed to make it this far.
We have, thanks in large part to those lovely patrons we just mentioned. And it's also, I think we haven't missed a single episode update. Like, we have consistently had it on Mondays. Maybe a little late in the day, but, you know.
We have.
In terms of the day, we've been on time for four seasons now.
Yeah, for every episode, we've managed to come out on Mondays. Let's not break that streak, hopefully.
No.
Ideally, we will not. But yeah, we've been pretty good, I think. That's good. We had, like, what, 26? Did we have 26 episodes last year? Would that have been how many we've? Yeah. Excellent.
Season 2 of Bumblecast Gaming debuted last week.
Indeed it did. With me playing Mario Kart 8. Is that the one that just came out? Yeah. I'm really not happy with that episode because you can barely hear me, but that's okay.
Wow. Some of the earlier episodes, I still have my trouble myself. But, you know, it's growing. It's slowly and steady improving.
Indeed, indeed. And we like doing it, even though it's like... That's the thing about this year, or last year, that's been kicking our butts. And actually, it's been this year that's also kicking our butts so far. But we're trying our best to play more, play as much as we can, so...
On the agenda, at least on my end, I've got the 50-50 Fickle Fate run on Undertale. And slowly but surely getting through the Batman Arkham Knight LP. And Dragon Ball FighterZ is coming out at the end of the month, and I'm going to be picking that up. So you might be able to see me fail spectacularly at a beautiful game.
Is it Dragon Ball FighterZ or FighterZ? I
prefer FighterZ because I'm... a dork, and that makes me laugh, but, you know, it could be FighterZ.
I don't know which one sounds better and or worse. I don't know. Maybe it's FighterZ. I don't know.
I mean, who cares? It looks gorgeous. It does. Looks amazing.
It does. It looks really good. I was actually, when I saw that game, I was like, holy crap. I guess Xenoverse really wasn't close to the animation, the original animation, even though Xenoverse looks really good too. It's a big step behind FighterZ in terms of just the way it looks compared to the show. It's like, holy crap.
Pure visceral action of it all.
Yeah. It's like, man, it's really good.
We've also got a new feature coming to the Bumblecast, and that is Bumble Commentaries.
That's right. We're doing movie commentaries and other
things.
Every
month we're going to have a new one uploaded for patrons. And if you're not a patron, you can pick it up for just a dollar over at SoundCloud, which we'll have a link up to when we actually have a product to be, you know, downloaded.
Yeah. We'll be throwing it up there for you guys to check out. And, you know, it's just a buck. And, you can also stream it for free, so I don't have to worry about that. But you'll be able to sync up your own copies of certain movies that, you know, movies that we will want to watch, movies that, hey, maybe we'll even do like a poll or something on Patreon where you can choose a movie for us to watch or something like that. I don't know. We could do things like that. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, it'll be just like the two of us are hanging out with you watching a movie and just ignoring you the entire time.
Two of us are hanging out watching a movie and talking over it the whole time because we're that annoying. But hey.
You might like it.
Yes, we'll do some awesome stuff. So we'll watch some cool things. Maybe some not so cool things that we can make fun of.
The sky's the limit.
Yes, we can do it.
Now... 2017 was quite the year for a lot of people. And we had some highs to highs and lowest and lows. Let's start at the bottom of the barrel here, Kyle. What was your lowest point in 2017? What is the one thing that you're glad is done?
Oh, it's not done is the problem. Oh, geez. I don't know where to start. I'm not sure. What was your lowest point of 2017?
Losing my career when it was announced that Archie had lost the Sonic license.
I guess that is the one that, that would kind of trump a lot of other things. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me.
On the other hand, I guess the high point would be that I got my career back. Same here.
Well, hey, you did pretty good. At least they recognize that you are Mr. Sonic and should be the one who writes Sonic Forever.
I wouldn't mind it, but it was a bit of a roller coaster there of, you know,
Yeah. And then, of course, there were things that we couldn't talk about for a long time and all that stuff. So, yeah. Luckily, it seems to have worked out, I think, for the most part. You're doing
I'm really looking forward to what we've got planned. It's going to be really cool. And it's something we'll cover. I guess we might as well cover it since we're on the topic. Last time we did the Q&A, I gave an answer that seemed to have rustled the jimmies of a few folks. And something y'all need to keep in mind is that when I say it's, you know, a new book, it's new, is that that goes beyond just the contents. That goes into who has say over what relationships are there, what was acceptable and what's not. There's a things are far more complicated than folks would initially assume. So when I say it's a new book and a new direction, I mean new. And we haven't even started year one yet. So because things are so new, there's a lot of room for change, for growth, and for discovery on both a narrative level and a behind-the-scenes level. So I love to give folks as much insight as possible. I try to be a straight shooter. But truth be told, I don't know the answer to some of the stuff or where it's going to pan out or how it's going to shake out. So we're all going to find out together. And until then, we got a really kick-ass Sonic book coming out in April. And that's enough for me right now. Nice, steady, comforting, good Sonic book.
A monthly Sonic book that you are writing.
Yes.
That's really all you need in life.
Well, I'm not too opposed to the fact that I'm going to be writing Ninja Turtles again.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Got two issues of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Universe starting in February. I don't know the exact date. And as was also announced shortly ago, I'm working with Dark Horse to do a ARMS graphic novel series.
Indeed. And of course,
just neat.
And of course, you still got Cosmo and Mighty Crusaders going on over at Archie. So
it's a good start to the year if you're an Ian Flynn fan. There's a lot of stuff to pick up now and look forward to.
Good news, I am.
Well, good. What do you think?
Maybe it's by default, but I don't care. Oh, man. Jeez. 2017 was a pretty pretty rough year. But I had a good time. Nitro Game Injection. I revived Nitro Game Injection as my sole show.
Woohoo!
And I do it alone most of the time now. I really should get a co-host, but you know, it's tough getting a good co-host. You know, to have a good co-host who's always there, who's always there for you, who always does what they need to do, who always does the things. It's hard to get a good co-host. But that's okay. I'll figure something out. Maybe it's probably because I haven't talked to any of my perspective or any of my previous co-hosts in a little while. So I'll figure that out. But anyway, NGI came back as my sole show. I decided to just kind of roll everything all into one brand and bring it back. And I was pretty consistent with NGI. And before that, Game Fuel this year, I think I only had a few weeks where I didn't do one last year. So I feel really happy about that. And, you know, people seem to really enjoy it. So, and I'm having a good time with it. You know, it's something I've been doing for nearly 15 years and I still like doing it and I still have fun with it. So that's gotta be in some kind of accomplishment, I suppose.
If you've not checked out Nitro Game Injection yet, do so, because the way Kyle runs his show is the whole reason I approached him to do the Bumblecast. There would be no Bumblecast without Nitro Game Injection. So check it out. Groove to some tunes.
Yeah.
Chill out with Kyle's sultry radio voice.
If you like video game music, if you're into gaming stuff, I do play a lot of Sonic and Mega Man stuff. Like almost every episode, I play at least one of those. I'm pretty close to it. Go check it out. It's all, you know, mostly focused on fan-made remixes. So stuff from Overclocked Remix, Twiddling of Duels, all that stuff. So come check it out. Lots of albums and just really good stuff that, you know, I don't think most people get the chance to necessarily check out. So, and we're just coming off of MAGFest as this episode releases, it will have been the weekend of MAGFest prior. So the Music and Gaming Festival over on the East Coast, which is an awesome event that community that NGI focuses on is a big part of. So, yeah, it's a good time for video game music right now. So go check it out.
Speaking of games, what was your favorite of 2017?
Oh, geez, I did not play many games that were actually released in 2017. Did you?
Well, not that was released, but, you know, what you got to play this
games
year.
That I got to We've play
We've all got
this
a
year.
Backlog that we're still trying to get through.
Sure, sure. I'm trying to remember what I've played this year. Jeez. That I really enjoyed. Man. I'm coming up empty on games I played this year. What games have you played this year that you've enjoyed, Ian?
Well, I would be remiss not to mention Sonic Mania.
That's, yeah, okay. I completely forgot. Sonic Mania did, in fact, come out last year. Yeah.
I mean, it's so good, it just kind of sticks with you at all times. But, yeah, that it came out last year and was just what the doctor ordered.
Yeah. That's one of the few games I beat last year, actually.
Nice. I'm still Chaos Emerald hunting on a few fights.
Well, yeah. I didn't beat it. I didn't get 100%. But, you know, I actually got to the end credits. So that's a rarity for me these days.
Sonic Forces came out, and I enjoyed that. Had some fun with it.
Let's see. What did I play? Jeez. I cannot freaking think of a game I played this year that I really liked other than Sonic Mania. Sonic Mania is really good. Did American Truck Simulator come out this year? It might have. I do enjoy that one, though. It's you know, it's a good time. It's just kind of hang out and chill out. But, geez, like, man. My gaming this year was absolutely miserable. Sonic 3D Blast Director's Cut was really good. That's a fun one.
There you go.
The ROM hack. The official, quote-unquote, official ROM hack done by one of the original developers on the game. It's really good, if you haven't had the chance to check it out.
Ellie and I went through Tales of Berseria,
mm-hmm.
which, in terms of combat, I don't think it's the most satisfying of the Tales games. But in terms of cast alone, it's probably one of, if not the best. Because you basically play as the bad guys, and they become this wonderful, awful family.
Wow. Cool.
And it's a prequel to Tales of Zestiria, so everything that's established in Zestiria, you get to see kind of the beginnings of in Berseria, and it puts a fun twist on everything. Even though Berseria comes first chronologically, I would say play Zestiria first so that you get, I don't know, more of an impact out of what comes out of Berseria. I don't know, it's hard to say since I played them in release order.
I enjoyed Pac-Man 256. I played that a little bit, not too much, but it's basically a Pac-Man game, except it constantly moves you upward.
Oh, geez.
So if you hang around on one screen for too long, the mangled, garbled mess that shows up, that would normally show up on half the screen on the 256th stage of Pac-Man, kind of chases you upward. So, yeah, it normally in original Pac-Man on the arcade, once you reach the 256th stage in that game, it glitches out and freaks out and has a meltdown basically, and half of the screen goes all glitchy. And it's all that glitchiness that's chasing you upward in this game. So it's kind of like an isometric-ish point of view. The point isn't to get all pellets, but it's to get as many pellets as you can and keep a combo chain of them going while this glitchy Pac-Man thing chases you upwards. So if you touch that, you die, or, you know, if you touch any of the ghosts, you die, or anything like that. So it's really fun. It's a good game. It's just, I haven't had the chance to play any much more of it than, you know, a couple hours, but it's, you know, a good game to, you know, sit down and kill some time with, because it's not very long. It's just, you know, a one-off thing, like, get as far as you can, and then you die, and then you just try again, so Good old arcade.
Pac-Man roguelike.
Good old arcade action. Yeah, it's kind of a roguelike. You don't collect items that you get to keep or anything. You collect items, but they don't do anything necessarily. So it gets faster over time, just like Pac-Man does, but it's really cool. So I enjoyed that one.
Played through most of Metroid Samus Returns on the 3DS. Okay. I say most of because I got to the super special bonus final secret boss, and it tore me to shreds repeatedly, so I just kind of said, I'll come back to this. Oh. And I've yet to come back to it, but I will! One day.
Yes. And I think
I enjoyed it. I mean, folks seem to slam it for being linear, but for updating a Game Boy game, I thought there was a nice amount of exploration. I thought it looked absolutely gorgeous. It handled nicely. It was a fun Metroid game. What do you want?
I had a good time this year with Rocket League. Streamed that a little bit for Bumblecast Gaming. And I really like it. And not just because you can use a DeLorean. Although that's a pretty big part of it. I'm pretty down with any games that let you drive a DeLorean. But and that's not necessarily a requirement for a good game. It helps, though. But, you know,
it is
playing
one of my favorite moments from the season one clip reel.
What's that? Oh,
it's when you score on your own goal.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
And you start cracking up going, well, that's been recorded for all the times. Like, yes, it has.
Oh, man. And then you put it in the highlight reel, too.
Yes, I did.
Dang
yes,
it. Curse you, Ian Flynn.
Hey, you give me material, I'm going to work with it.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. I had a good time with that one, though. That was fun. I should stream that one again, because it's good. It's really good. I was pleasantly surprised as to how well car soccer can work. Works really well. Did you play anything else this year?
I'm sure I did, but it kind of gets all muddled together.
Yeah, that's the problem I'm having.
Especially since right as the holidays rolled around, grabbed some discounted games. We got South Park, The Fractured But Whole, and burned through that pretty quick. And I picked up Stardew Valley, which I've been meaning to play for a while since everyone says it's so good, and may slightly become addicted to that.
Oh, no. Look what you've done, Ian.
Yeah.
Fallen into the trap. Fallen into the trap of, a town full of beautiful people. You're just trying to date all of them. I know.
That. I want
to
build a bigger barn.
And farms.
Feed cow. Get more cows.
And farms and fishing and all that stuff. Jeez.
Oh, that's what else played a fair bit of last year. Rolling into this year were Fire Emblem Heroes and Animal Crossing Pocket Camp on the phone.
When you said Fire Emblem, I was going to say, speaking of dating games, but then you said Animal Crossing, and I'm like, well, I don't think that's a dating game. I could be wrong.
Look, when Bo says he wants three apples, you know what he really means.
Oh, boy.
But we're entering into a realm where the phone games are no longer just little cheap money grabs anymore. I mean, they're certainly money pits to be had, and they're not as robust as console gaming, but they're actually turning into actual games and not just time wasters.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. I have not played with Animal Crossing at all, and I've played very little Fire Emblem, the Fire Emblem one, but that's one game I picked up this year, Super Mario Run, and I've only played it for like an hour, and then I have not gotten the chance to go back into it, but that hour was really fun. It actually is a really well-designed game, and, well, especially for half price, I couldn't go wrong with that, so it was on sale for a little while there, so I picked it up, and it's definitely well worth that price.
Sonic Runners Adventure finally came out in North America.
Ah, yes.
So, and, not a fan of it.
No?
After all this time, I really would prefer the original Sonic Runners to be back. I know folks were not fond of the relay system for getting characters, which I completely understand. But the new version, I think, is harder to see is kind of boring in segments, and you can beat it, like, beat it in a weekend. And then you're done. With original runners, you could just play and play and play and play. And this one, unless they've got content coming down the pipe, it's just kind of what you see is what you get.
Huh. Well, that's a shame. I never even played the, I take that back. I played the original one for a couple minutes. I never got into it, though. I don't get into phone games all that much. I just never have, I never even have the time to play phone games. That's how bad it is now. It's like, what do I do with my life? What do I do? Games. I know, it's a problem. It's a real problem. I can't figure it out. Oh, well.
That's what 2018 is for. It's for figuring things out.
Yeah, maybe I will. We'll find out. I'll let you know in 2019 if I figure things out this year.
So as the new year yawns before us like a great black hole sucking in all light and hope, what do you hope for the new year?
Oh, man. I hope that we keep growing like we've been growing throughout this last year. On Bumblecast.
Mm-hmm.
With the Bumblecast. We're doing all sorts of cool stuff. And patron support has been incredible. It's been really awesome. And I just hope we keep it going and that we can grow. I'm hoping we can do more stuff. Because you know what, Ian? I like to do stuff with you.
Aww.
You're my friend. And we do fun things. So we need to do more fun things. So let's do more fun things.
When you have time.
When you have time too.
Yeah, well.
Do we have time?
That is the curse of the freelance lifestyle. You either have all the time or no time.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I just have no time. I'm trying. Someone save me. I don't know who, and I don't know how.
Well, for me, in addition to the titles we've already listed, I'm co-writing Archie with Mark Wade. That's going to be coming up soon.
Yes.
I'm going to try to get the original series Academics and Dragoon up and running this year. Finally, we announced them last year. Really want to get them out the door this year. And in addition to Dragon Ball FighterZ, or Dragon Ball FighterZ, however you want to say it, the full-on remaster of Shadow of the Colossus is coming out sometime this year.
Yes.
And oh my goodness, Kyle, does it look pretty. It's not just a texture bump. This thing has been rebuilt from the ground up, and it looks phenomenal. And I'm not really one of those kinds of people who will pick up remasters of games unless there's something substantial to it.
Mm-hmm.
And even though this looks like it's mostly just here's the game again, but with modern rendering mechanics, I loved Shadow of the Colossus so much, and this looks so pretty that I'm on board right now. Give it to me. Hook it straight to my vein. I need it. Want it. Now.
I'm looking at what's coming out in 2018 game-wise, and I'm not sure if I'm looking forward to too much right now, actually. I mean, there are things I do want to see. It's just, am I going to have the chance to play them this year? But there's some really good stuff on track for 2018. So Red Dead Redemption 2, which I haven't even like really dug into the first one much. So I really probably should do that. And the new Spider-Man game actually looks really cool. I don't have a console to play it on, but it looks really cool. let's see, what else is there? Oh, geez. There's a new Kirby and Yoshi game coming out this year. That's really... is that really it all is for Nintendo so far that they've announced?
Well, they started off strong with Breath of the Wild, Mario Odyssey, and a Fire Emblem-ish game, so...
Yeah, I guess with Mario and Zelda in the same year, they can kind of chill out for, you know, a year or so and get back into
it. I'm super hyped for the Kirby game. If nothing else, it looks like the spiritual successor of the canceled GameCube game that they showed off at an E3 years and years ago. This looks like It's back. It looks like some of the buddies from the Game Boy and Super Nintendo game are back. It's console Kirby, so it's really pretty. I'm all set. Kirby.
Bloodstained Ritual of the Night is supposed to finally come out this year, maybe?
No, oh, okay.
I guess we'll see. I actually, full disclosure, I'm actually a backer of that game, so we'll get to see if it actually comes out this year. I don't know. But either way, it's a pretty looking game. And I do love me some Castlevania. So, yeah, that's one I'm looking forward to. Maybe I'll give it a stream on Bumblecast Gaming.
The next installment of the Shovel Knight expansion should come out this year, right?
Yes, indeed. And I still haven't even gotten the chance to play the last one. I'm doing really bad. I am doing really bad.
Need to like call in sick one day, or like I can hire someone to break your kneecap so you're stuck at home.
I need to call in sick for like this year, but unfortunately, I don't have. Yeah, I can't afford that. But yeah, I'm doing really bad, so maybe I'll get the chance to play that eventually.
Hello, boss. I'm sorry. I've come down with plague. Please don't call me in today.
I've come down with a case of the year-long plague. Yeah, no, it's
going around. It's pretty nasty.
I don't think it's going to work. I don't think that's going to work at all. let's see. I'm just looking at what else is coming out this year. Jeez. There's, I don't really know, man. It's tough. Anything else coming out this year that you're looking forward to?
Game-wise, not off the top of my head, but movie-wise, I cannot wait for Black Panther to finally launch.
Ah, yes. That comes out just next month, doesn't it?
Yep.
Awesome, yeah.
We definitely need to do a Bumblecast on that one.
We will, yes.
I can't remember. Does Infinity War come out this summer?
Yes, it comes out in May.
Hell then. There you go.
So, yep, that's a good one there. Ant-Man and the Wasp comes out this year, too. I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Cool.
And I want to say there was another one, but maybe not. I don't know if there's another Marvel cinematic movie coming out this year. I think those are the only three.
No, three's enough in a year, really.
Yeah, I think so. Jeez. All right. Oh, come on. what else is coming out this year? We've got Deadpool 2, you know, another kind of Marvel movie, but not really.
Well, after the acquisition, I guess it kind of sort of is going to be.
Maybe if the acquisition goes through, I guess we'll see.
I thought the ink had dried on that already.
No, there's a whole legal process that has to be done because they're, you know, enormous corporations come merging. So, you know, there's a whole series of hearings and stuff that have to go on first. But yeah, it'll probably happen. Yeah, Black Panther, that's a good one. What else is coming out this year? I'm kind of interested in seeing more about the new Tomb Raider movie, but I don't really know a whole lot about it. So I probably should look a little more into that as far as what's going on this year. There's supposed to be a Pacific Rim coming out this year, but since there's no... what's his name isn't involved with it? Ah, geez, the director...
Del Toro,
yeah, Del Toro's not involved with it, so I'm kind of skeptical. And what else? What else is coming out this year? There's supposed to be a Rampage movie. Did you know the Rampage movie? Have you seen anything about the Rampage movie, Ian?
All I've seen is the poster and folks being mad that it's actual critters and not people turning into monsters.
Yeah. You okay, so you are aware of the source material, right? That it is in fact a video game movie?
Yes.
They're obviously not marketing it that way, but I'm kind of surprised about that. Just that it is a video game movie starring The Rock, which is it's like, what? Although wait, he did Doom, so never mind. I don't know why I'm surprised by that. I don't know.
Mr. Johnson strikes me as the type of man who can do whatever he wants and he has fun doing it.
It's true. New Mutants is a movie coming out this year.
Oh, I didn't realize they were getting a movie. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure on anything about that movie either, but it's there. Let's see. What else are we getting this year? The Han Solo movie. Han Solo solo movie, which I'm not really feeling it. I don't know why. Just, I'm like, okay. Incredibles 2. Did I mention
that? Was that this year?
Yes. Did I mention that before? I guess not.
No. Well, then.
Incredibles 2 comes out in June, and yeah, everybody's back. Everybody from the original movie is back. So, yes, I'm just so down with that.
It is my by far favorite Pixar film of all time. Easily one of my favorite superhero flicks of all time.
It's still one of the best. And it was like...
They did everything right.
It was good. Yeah. It was so good. And I'm really, really hoping, the next one's good too. So let's see. Let's see what else is coming out movie-wise. Jeez, there's a lot of movies coming out this year. Did you know that, Ian?
I've heard that they do make the occasional motion picture for folks' entertainment. Yeah,
motion pictures do happen. Oh, the X-Men Dark Phoenix movies coming out. I don't know. I don't know if I'm looking forward to that or not. It's supposed to kind of end this incarnation of the X-Men. I guess we'll see. Depending on what they want to bring back. There's a Grinch movie. I didn't know that. That's going to happen in November.
They're not even going to do it at Christmas? Really?
No, nope. Wreck-It Ralph 2 comes out at the end of November. I'm vaguely interested in that, but it looks like it's like not even going to really be video game related. It's going to be more about the internet, which...
Well, I think it's supposed to move on to more like online gaming. It kind of stretches the theme to its very edge, but I don't know, if it's got the same kind of charm as the first one, I'll be in on it.
Yeah, sure. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
That looks sick!
Which looked really cool.
I'm really interested and partially confused why they went for a kind of almost stop-motion animation feel to the CG. It's a stylistic choice that's really weird to me, but at the same time, it's done with such precision and deliberateness that it doesn't feel like it's just a gimmick. So, I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. The Aquaman movie also comes out this year. Maybe it'll be okay.
Might be cool.
If I hear some decent things, but geez, that's not for almost a year. It's in December. Jeez. Bumblebee solo movie, Transformers. I don't know why this is a thing. Mary Poppins returns.
No.
Which
you're treading on a hollow ground.
Poppins returns. That sounds wrong. It sounds like it's like a horror action movie. Mary Poppins returns. And she's angry.
You go into that carpet bag, you never return.
Oh boy, jeez.
Are those chalk drawings screaming? Pay no attention, children. Onward.
Sounds like she should be like dual wielding Uzis and I don't know. It just sounds wrong.
Just a spoonful of buckshot makes the medicine go down. Blam! Medicine go down. Blam! Medicine go down.
Apparently. Dick Van Dyke and Angela Lansbury are in it? Wow.
Oh, wow. They're reprising their roles? That would be impressive.
I guess so. Is Angela Lansbury in the original? She's playing the balloon lady, according to this, which I do not remember. That is.
Well, I mean, Angela Lansbury is an immortal, so she's probably been in everything.
I kind of actually didn't realize she was still around. But yeah, she is an immortal, I guess. She must be. There can be only one, and it's apparently her.
I mean, she's going to age to a point and then like Merlin just age backwards.
She's just going to go in reverse. Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah. Wow. So that's 2018 in movies, I think.
They got some stuff to look forward to, some stuff to dread. Which is kind of the way to summate the entire year, I guess.
Indeed, indeed.
But if there's one constant in this universe, It's the Q&A.
We always do Q&A forever and ever till the end of time. So let's do it right now.
We're going to start off with some priority Q&A from the fine folks over at patreon.com/bumblecast. If you don't want to wait for your question to be answered, head on over, donate some money our way, and you get bumped to the head of the line.
Indeed. And you can also email us, bumblecast@yahoo.com, on Twitter, @IanFlynnBKC or @KyleJCRB, using the hashtag Bumblecast, or just leave your comment in the YouTube comments down below if you're watching this on YouTube. All right, this first one from the priority Q&A list comes from Scruffy Matt.
Howdy, Scruffy.
What are both of your thoughts on Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle? I've been playing it, and I'm enjoying it quite a bit, although it irks me that the Rabbids got a proper crossover story with Mario and all Sonic has had with him are games at the Olympics.
Fair point.
Yeah.
I have personally not played it because I hate the Rabbids. It is a blind, teeth-gnashing, utter hatred for the franchise. I hate the designs. I hate everything about them. I hate how they derailed the Rayman series. I hate the Rabbids so much that I cannot enjoy anything that touches them.
Thankfully,
so I've heard it's a solid game.
Yeah.
And kudos to them, but I'm not going to touch it because I don't like the Rabbids.
Thankfully, the Rayman series has gotten better. So,
yes, it survived still.
It has, yes, indeed. I'm not opposed to them. I don't hate them, but I still haven't played it because I'm a horrible person, and also I don't own a Switch. So, that's our thoughts on it. I might play it, although, you know, me and strategy games and RPGs have a storied history of kind of ignoring each other, so I may not play it in either, but it looks really cool. I've seen a lot of footage. It looks fun. It looks really good. It's a very pretty game. Ubisoft did a really nice job of tapping into the look and feel of Mario, so... But I don't know if we'll get around to ever playing it or not. I guess we'll see. Next one comes from Mike B. Are there any mechanics or items from the games that the Freedom Fighters had knowledge of and or have used or done prior to when we first meet them in post-reboot, either through training or experience, that we have not seen? For example, we know that they have experience with extreme gear and wing riding, but we don't know if they had ever used any of the elemental shields.
I'm going to give it a universal sure, why not? Not that I had it mapped out exactly which Freedom Fighter at which point in their career ever touched on which game element, but safe to say, if they were adventuring with Sonic, they probably ran into this stuff in the past.
Were elemental shields, did they ever appear post-reboot? I don't remember. They might have.
No, I never got around to it. I really wanted to use them because they're a fun thing. Mm-hmm. But I just never found the right place to trot them out.
Ah.
We thought about using the bubble shields in Waves of Change, but the staging of having the characters with these big round orbs around them just made it impossible to even approach, you know, in terms of pacing and where everything would be in the panel. So Aaliyah came up with the Air Charms idea, which is much more elegant in that they're, you know, wearing a small doodad and they're able to interact like regular.
Yeah. And finally, last question from our priority patrons. This one comes from a new patron, Saturn Flicky.
Yep, brand new.
Yeah, welcome aboard.
Freshly minted.
In Archie's Sonic series, Speedy was depicted as a green bird wearing white trunks. But in the game manual art, you can see his tail feathers, making him a white bird wearing a green helmet and chest armor similar to some of the bird minions. He also appears to have a jetpack on his back when he does his spiral attack during the first boss battle. If Speedy ever appears in the IDW Sonic series, would it be possible for him to look closer to his game counterpart than the Archie version?
When we were designing the Battle Birds pre-reboot, they were more based off the sprite art.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the art assets we had access to at the time, even the manual art, was very poorly grabbed. It was after that art came out that higher res art came out, and I was like, oh well, we saw that wrong. Oh well. So, yeah, probably we'd hedge closer to what we have a better understanding of these days. I'd have to look at the art again. I seem to remember that you could make a case that it looks more like Speedy's wearing a kind of flight suit, jumper suit, rather than he's a white bird. But, you know, he's not shown up since that game. There's not a lot to go off of. I think it's open to a little bit of interpretation.
Sure. All right, that's it for the priority Q&A. Let's get into some standard Q&A from the YouTubes, from the emails, from Twitters, all that good stuff. This one comes from Clay A. Do you read criticisms toward you or your comics? As much as I and many others love you, it does exist.
Yeah, it does.
And if you do you take any of it into account?
Yeah, I read everything that I can come across, and it does all get factored in. Unfortunately, a large part of the criticism that I've come across over the years isn't so much a constructive critique as people being mad that what I've done doesn't match their headcanon, which, you know, I'm sorry.
You should feel bad about that, Ian.
I actually do.
I'm being sarcastic. I'm being sarcastic. I think you should ignore them and just forget about them. But what do I know?
I get that a lot, is that you need to just, you know, tune out some folks. And I don't want to do that, because if I start tuning out anybody, I run the risk of losing legitimate criticism, you know?
Sure.
But, I mean, I do take in all criticism, which really does come from all sides. I've have, you know, just as many people angry with how horribly I have done service to, say, the Sonic Sally relationship, and are mad at how much I'm obviously favoring Sonic and Amy, and an equal number of people furious at how much I'm favoring Sonic and Sally and obviously undercutting the Sonic Amy side of things.
This is why I say you should not pay attention to it, because it literally
cancels. That's just an example, but
it literally cancels itself out.
It really does. At the end of the day, it comes down to, thus far, from my experience over the past 10 years, weighing in all the feedback, most of what I've come away with is folks are generally happy with where I've been taking things, and those who are not are all over the spectrum in terms of, you know, the extremes of what they want and stuff that I just simply can't do. So that's not me brushing it aside saying, oh yeah, I'm doing it. I feel like overall, taking in all the criticism I've seen, good, bad, you know, the most praiseworthy, the most condemning, it all comes out to I've been doing a decent enough job. There's always room to improve. I always need to continue to take that feedback, of course. But so far, it seems to be okay.
I guess.
At the same time, and you know, folks who are like, oh, Ian Flynn is this brilliant, perfect Sonic paragon and this and that, that's really flattering. And I get it a lot, and it's great, and I appreciate it. I'm so glad you think that. That doesn't help as a critique either.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And I try not to let that go to my head either, because, you know, the minute you start thinking you're hot stuff is when you're waiting for that other shoe to drop. So, but yes, long story short, I do take in all the criticism.
You deserve to think you're hot stuff, though.
Hey, I do all right.
You do pretty good. See you next time. Oh, wait, we're not done yet. The Big RG wants to know, thoughts on Mega Man 11 being announced? I guess this is one of the things we can look forward to this year.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, Mega Man 11. I'm looking forward to seeing more of it. That's really all I can say.
I love the art style that they've got going for it.
It looks really good. It does. I'm interested. It looks like Capcom being like, hey, Mighty Number 9. yeah. You tried. It was cute. But yeah, here we go. Mega Man's back.
The only thing I'm iffy on is I wasn't wild that they had during the debut trailer.
I'm sorry, you cut out. What was that?
The only thing I'm not wild about is the music that they used in the debut trailer. It didn't really wow me, but that could be it's an early track. It could be that it's just the weaker track out of an otherwise stellar soundtrack. Who knows? We'll find out.
Yeah, I wonder who they got composing it. That's an interesting thought I haven't thought about yet. I don't know if they're going back to the Mega Man 9 and 10 well and going with Ippo Yamada and Inti Creates or anything, or if they've got a new audio team, or if it's something else, but I guess we'll see. I'm looking forward to it, though. And finally, from Andrew D. Okay, so why in the Rise of Infinite comic did Eggman not remember the Phantom Ruby from Sonic Mania?
Okay, so we're going to get into the weeds here. The way I'm approaching this, the way I've figured it out in my own way, is that in Sonic Generations, when the Time Eater was messing around with time, he made things kind of loosey-goosey. Yeah, it got fixed, but things were not the greatest in terms of stability for a bit.
Sure.
With the Phantom Ruby and Sonic Mania, we had a full-on split. So in my mind, Mania marks a point where we have a divergent past. So everything up to a point, up to like Generations, would be the same. And then from Mania onwards, Classic Sonic is kind of its own thing. And maybe it'll run parallel to Modern. Maybe it won't. And Modern is its own timeline doing its own thing. So that once the Phantom Ruby crossed over, that's when it really cemented the whole things are different now. That could be overruled with the next Sonic game. Who knows? I may be backpedaling like crazy. But for now, I'm thinking that Mania is kind of like the point where we say, all right, Classic has become its own entity, and Modern has kind of become its own line as well. And if there's crossover, that makes enough sense because it's got some shared past elements. And if there's stuff that's unique to either one, that's still fine because it's divergent. So we can have our cake and eat it too.
See, I had been thinking that the timelines were divergent all the way back since Generations happened. I thought this was just two different Sonics meeting up. I kind of thought that we were looking at an alternate universe situation. I didn't realize that, it was not that until
I think Mania. You can make a case for that as well. Not the most precisely defined.
Yeah, that's the problem with Sonic canon, is that it's very, very not well defined. Very undefined, I should say. Yes, we will go with that.
Unless I am told otherwise, that's how for the comic, is that there's Sonic and there's Classic Sonic. There are different entities that share elements and do not share elements.
Yeah. It's just a game. I should really just relax.
That's kind of the motto for 2018. Just relax. Take things as they come.
Indeed.
Don't take it lying down, of course. Be proactive, but relax. Especially with Sonic. It's meant to entertain. It's meant to distract you from other things going on in the world. So you can just take a minute to stop and not think about it. Just enjoy.
Yes, I will do that. And enjoy the Bumblecast, although we have reached its end.
And because we've reached the end, we have reached the grand list of patrons who make this show possible.
It keeps getting longer.
Yeah, and I'm not even going to try to do it in one breath because I've just now gotten over a nasty head cold. So the fact that I'm able to breathe at all is lovely.
Ian, you let me down here. You really
maybe
let
next
me
episode,
down.
Maybe
you
next episode.
You really let me down here. Look at all these poor sad faces out here. You don't want to let them down, do you?
Fine. If I choked to death, this is your fault.
Well, I'll take that risk.
Big thank you to Daniel H., Eric F., Alex P., Saturn Flicky, Scruffy Matt, Chris A., Damo, John B., Sam Cybercat, Mike B., Connell T., Samuel P., Justin G., Jennifer R., David C., Revan the Light, Diane W., Lisa M., Silly String, Tukaro, Michael AQ, Ron DMC, today's passenger attendee M, Lee HK, James G, Chevelle Don B, Sin Fritz, AE Double, Taka Elgato Comics, John M, Ishtavarovich 9X, James K, Bradley CP, Overthinking Films, Adam T, and Ron.
Okay, you did it in two breaths. I guess I'll allow it.
Kind of two and a half, but.
Yeah. Good enough. Good enough. And you're not dying, so that's good. I don't think. Are you dying? Oh, no. Do I have to do all the ending things now? Ian's dead. All right, fine. You can follow Ian at IanFlynnBKC or find him and all of his work over at BumbleKing.com. You can follow me at KyleJCRB on Twitter or head on over to KNGI.org where you can find my other show, Nitro Game Injection, where it also streams live every Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on 8bitx.com. We also do our Twitch streams as frequently as we can. We've kind of fallen off that. We really need to get back on that this year. At least I do, because I'm the only one left, apparently. Twitch.tv/BumbleCastGaming. Follow our Twitters to find out when we make announcements about when we are doing that. And Patreon-exclusive BumbleCast Gaming live streams happen every Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And don't forget to check out the Bumble store at shop.spreadshirt.com/bumblestore.
I wise for my way.
Oh no, Ian is back. Ian lives.
To say goodnight, everybody.
Bye. See you next time. Oh, you are very good. See you next time.
That's what we need, an Alter Beast Mario crossover.
Do we?
Yeah, he just makes the mushroom grow burp, 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 and turns into like the giant Koopa Troopa or some kind of horrible armed Goomba.
Oh, jeez.
Woohoo! I wise for my wave!
Alright. You won me over. You got me. That's pretty good. You can make anything work. That's the thing about you, Ian. You can make anything work. Any crossover you want, you can make it work. It's great. Hey, thanks for listening to the Bumblecast. If you like the show, be sure to hit that subscribe button and consider supporting us on Patreon. We have some great rewards as well as big plans to make the show even better. Also, rate and review the show on iTunes. It gets more folks listening and really helps us out, so we definitely appreciate it. Original music by Ken Coda Snyder, used with permission. Find more of his music at bc.s3m.us and find the theme song at noisechanradio.bandcamp.com. Available as a pay what you want download.
You're being ridiculous, or if you're looking
at me. I am being ridiculous. What do you mean? I am not ridiculous whatsoever.
Okay, what drugs are you on and where can I get them?
I cannot tell if this accent is racist or not. I'm not 100% sure. What is this voice I am doing?
I don't know, but you're having fun with it.
I guess so. I'm ready for a bed. Time to go back to bed.